And this is Dan Damon with World Update from London. Remember this? Immediately identify that. That's Yoko Ono, who is a woman of many parts. I suppose you might perhaps think of her first as the former wife of the Beatle John Lennon, but she is an artist in her own right, and starting today here in London, she's curating the annual Meltdown Music and Arts Festival. Well, her pedigree in music includes working alongside acts such as the B-52s and REM's Michael Stipe. Also, she has a long history in political activism. How does that all add up to her work today? World Update's Megha Mohan sat down with Yoko Ono to ask her about that and other influences.
Well, I thought we should just sort of expand the situation, the quality of a Meltdown. And so I'm bringing a lot of activists in it too. And it's pretty exciting to do all that, you know. But of course, we have many very powerful women singers and composers in it.
You won't remember this, Yoko, but in 2011, I did a show from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was during the Occupy movement. And you kindly sent us an email on the BBC talking about the importance of artists still making protest music. And I wondered what your thoughts are on that now.
I don't know what I said, but I always believe that, you know, it's good to have more and more musicians getting interested in the situation in the world, of course, because we live in here, you know, we live in it.
But when we look at the 60s and John and writing Revolution, you know, we don't have songs like that anymore. Do you think it's gone now?
Well, maybe because we don't need it anymore. We did it then and everybody has it in their minds, you know. Well, that's one idea, one reason.
Now, one of the ways that I first heard about you was when Kurt Cobain, he said that you were the first female punk artist.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's very sweet of him.
I wondered what your thoughts were on artists from later years, you know, from B-52s, Courtney Love, Michael Stipe. Do you feel in some ways that you were more appreciated later than you were in the...
Definitely. I don't think that I was appreciated at all as a musician or composer in earlier days, because I think that I was maybe obnoxious is the word that came to my mind, but, you know, I was daring. And so people felt, you know, they didn't want to stay in the same room or something, you know. But now I think that they're starting to like what I do, yeah.
And just one final question. What's your relationship with the other Beatles?
Like, yeah, all right. You know, actually, they were very civilized people, very sensitive and understanding.